Welcome to Leaders Are Readers, the podcast. Today I bring to you the Millionaire Morning from Louise Oles. He's a New York Times best-selling author. And I will bring to you some reading of his book, The Biggest Challenges to Making Money. Fast forward a few years and I'd made my first $1 million. After working 18-hour days non-stop. I'd also gained a substantial social media following after teaching social media marketing for a few years. One day I posted a question to my audience saying, "What's the biggest challenge you face mentally, emotionally, or physically in earning more income or making more money in general?" These were the top 10 responses, and in my mind, excuses from people struggling to make more money. First, education, training. You feel you need to have the best grades, the right degrees, and the right training to have the tools to make more money. Do you know what is the rich mindset response? This is BS. Many billionaires and financially successful people dropped out of college or even high school. John D. Rockefeller, Henry Ford, and Richard Branson are just a few examples. They weren't taught how to become rich, but they learned how based off curiosity and a desire to learn. I have a sports management degree, and it took me 7 years to complete college. No one taught me how to start or grow a business, but out of curiosity. I found the information online and from mentors and turned my findings into action. The number two excuse, no time. You are working so much, then you come home to cook and clean and be with family, work out, etc. That making more money is hard and you don't have time. The rich mindset response is, this is a challenge for some. I get it. No one said making money is easy. But if you are watching TV at all during the day or spending time watching cat videos on YouTube or comparing yourself to everyone on Instagram and spending 3 to 4 hours a day on anything that isn't serving you in making more money, then you are lying to yourself. You have time. You are just choosing to do the safe thing instead of something that's uncomfortable for you, and that's why you are broke. Number three, focus or direction. You have tons of ideas but aren't sure where to start or which direction to go. The rich mindset response to this excuse is, this comes from a lack of vision and fear of either missing out an opportunity or fear that you will fail when you take action on one of them. Start with one thing and take action on this thing. When I started out, I had a ton of ideas also, but I saw an opportunity teaching people how to use LinkedIn since there was a big need for it all the time. I went all in on that one thing and figured out every way I could make money around it until I had the money I needed to get to the next step. The number four excuse, knowing what to do. You may have the big idea for a product or a business, but you don't know how to get it started with all the tech, branding, marketing, and legal documents. You get overwhelmed and allow for this not knowing to consume your days, which then turns into years of you always talking about launching something, but it never actually happening. Well, the rich mindset response. I started out with no degree, no experience, and had no clue what I was doing. The beautiful thing is we have Google, podcasts, books, YouTube, and so many free tools to research all the answers we need. There are no more excuses. All the information is available for us right now in almost any format you want to learn from. The number five excuse, no resources or team. Well, it takes money to make money, right? You need an investor to give you the funds to launch your idea. You don't have the team of people to help you get started and no money to pay them. The rich mindset response. I never had any of this when I started out broke on my sister's couch, and lots of other people didn't either. Now people are making millions from a simple concept, crowdfunding. Start with a concept, post it online and see if people will pay for it. When they do, then you can start using that money to produce the idea. Millions of people have done this from traditional and non-traditional models, and you can as well. The number 6 excuse, fear of the unknown. Life is scary. What if I fail? What if I look bad? What if everyone who said I wouldn't amount to anything is right? What if I lose friends in the process? More importantly, what if I succeed and my wildest dreams come true? The rich mindset response? Oh yes, I was terrified of everything when I started out. But you know one thing? I overcome. Being sick and tired of being sick and tired. At some point, you need to put your big boy and girl pants on and look your fears in the face and say, bring it on. You don't have anything on me. Fear is simply your ego getting in the way of making and achieving what you want. Now, go get it. The number 7 excuse, self-worth, belief. Most people don't believe they are worthy of making more and don't believe in themselves. Why should I make this much and achieve these things? The rich mindset response. These scarcity conversations and lack of belief won't bring you money your way. So if you continue with them, then you'll be broke until you stop. If you don't ask for more of what you want, then you won't get it. I lost my only childhood dream, was recovering from surgery, humiliated sleeping on my sister's couch, broke young, uneducated, lacking experience. But at some point I stopped doubting myself and started to take action. You need to master the skills and start building confidence in yourself. So the belief is more than just inflated self-talk, but it's real life truth. Money is bad. Number 8. Most people don't want to be greedy, or they feel that money is bad. If they have money, then they won't be a good person. The rich mindset response. Maybe you grew up in a family that meant well, but the conversations, body language, and energy that came out around the topic of money always made you feel bad about it. Therefore, you've never felt comfortable thinking about and talking about money in a positive way. I grew up with that same feeling because we were always struggling early on. The moment I realized I was holding on a negative energy around money was the moment everything started to open up. Money comes to you when you are ready for it, but it won't come to you if you can talk about it in a positive way. Number 9 excuse, self-sabotage. I hear this a lot. When people make money, they spend it too fast, they don't know what to do with it, or feel guilty because their friends and family aren't making it. Maybe their family is starting to make them feel bad about having it or asking for financial support. They don't want to carry that burden, so they start to self-sabotage and make poor decisions. The rich mindset response. Money is an entirely different language. Making it is one part of the conversation, but we must always be educating ourselves on how to make it, invest it, grow it, and save it. And if we aren't always learning, then we will self-sabotage. When we focus on fear about having money, we will lose it. Find ways to learn about it as you earn, and it will support you in not sabotaging it. Number 10, connections. A lot of people say they can make more money because they don't have the right relationships. The only way to get rich is to have rich friends, and then you'll get there. The rich mindset response. I'm a firm believer that who you spend the most time with inspires you to have a similar lifestyle. But you don't need to be around rich people to make more money. I was hanging out with poor college kids when I first started. But building relationships with people got to the top did help me. And I was able to get there over time. You must be willing to add massive value and not try to get anything out of these relationships. Otherwise, people will always give their attention to someone else. There are many reasons why people find it hard to make more money and become financially abundant. The fact of the matter is, all of these excuses why people don't make more money are simply that, excuses. I gave an example of how I overcome each one of these. When I could have easily stayed broke, and there are countless examples of people all over the world of every age, race and experience level who have overcome them as well. Is it easy? No. Learning how to master anything takes time and hard work, especially at first, when you are breaking old habits and establishing new ones. But this is what is required of you to get from where you are to create bigger financial results for yourself. It's your decision. Stay stuck or build your financial empire by overcoming your biggest challenges. Which of the above challenges do you face the most? Well, just tag us. Leaders Are Readers Club in your Instagram story with a photo or video and let me know so we can connect. So no more fooling yourself, it's time to make a change in your life in order to create change in your bank account. So let's go!